Good morning. Welcome back to the Roundtable. I love this story. I just love this story. Martha Banta has returned to the Adirondack Theater Festival. Martha was ATF's founding artistic director for its first 13 seasons. So I was working at a AM-FM combo station, WENUWSTL, in Glens Falls, New York. And in came Martha and David Turner, and you came in and said, we're going to start up this festival. And I know our boss, Don Heckman, who has passed, but we loved him, and he had great confidence that this was going to be a cool thing. It started off in an RV park and then went to a Woolworths, and we thought, well, this is just going to be great. And here, all these years later, the festival is continuing. And Martha stepped away for a little while, for a pretty long while.
19 years. Yeah.
And we was there for the first 13 seasons, directed numerous premieres that went on to be produced in New York City and across the country. She directed the first of many ATF productions in that Woolworth storefront I mentioned, and later helped spearhead its transformation into the Wood Theater. Most recently, she directed Mamma Mia for its return to Broadway on the national tour. And for someone who grew up in Glens Falls and Lake George, she is very happy to see ATF do all of this incredible work for the region and to bring great theater and great a great artistic contribution to the North Country. And now she is back, and we are more than a little thrilled to have her on our show and to have her as artistic director. Congratulations.
Wow. Thank you for that introduction.
Well, I as I said, I just love this story. I love coming home stories. Those are cool.
Yeah.
How'd that happen?
How did I come home?
Yeah.
I guess I was asked to come home, and I was in a position where it was a great idea for me. My mom is 91, and I found myself up there, you know, up in Glens Falls a lot of the time anyway, and it just sort of fit into my life at the time that ATF needed it.
Yeah.
And so that's how it happened.
So I think this is fair, but you really never left. Like you were always had a connection to the theater in one way or another.
Yeah, I mean, I tried to be a cheerleader and a supporter all through those years, as did David. And you know, he was on the board for a while afterwards. I directed through the years as a director of various shows for the different artistic directors, you know, that ran it over those 19 years. And yeah, was always a supporter and cheerleader for it.
One of the things that you did from the very beginning that I was so impressed with, and you see more and more companies doing this, but you were really one of the first companies to start and to do new work.
Yes.
and to bring new work to the region. And what you have done, and I've talked about this in other segments, but that you were able to say, okay, if we build a company and we build a festival where the audience trusts us, they don't know the show, they don't know what it is, but they trust us and they'll come and see it. And that's exactly what happened.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so how do you, I mean, the old adage being, if you build it, they'll come. Well, that happened. Why do you think that's the case?
Well, I think it didn't exist there at all. So it was something totally new to be introduced. You know, the community didn't have a professional theater, and most of the theater going was community theater high school shows, which is not new work in general. So this was like a whole new idea. And it's still an education to everyone to let them know like what this is and how this happens, because, you know, people have heard of a title, then they can jump 10 steps ahead and know what they're going to, you know, or know that they want to buy a ticket to that. But when it's something new, we have to literally, quote, sell it, you know. And that takes more work. But I think what happened is people started to come and we fostered an audience that was curious and really into like being part of something right from the get go.
So as you come in now, and sort of back in the fall of last mm-hmm. year, how are things looking? What was the sort of the state of things as you come back?
Yeah, I mean, the state of things in general, you know, how we're living these days, especially, yes. you know, for the arts and things, it's rough for everyone, I know. And ATF has, you know, has been in that boat as well. And we did a really great strategic planning session with the board in the spring. And we decided, like, you know, we either to survive, we're going to have to keep getting smaller and smaller to save money, or we have to kind of take a big leap and go bigger and see if people want to step up. And that's what we did. And so we have two Broadway hits we're doing and two world premieres. So we're continuing to do new work and contemporary work, just as our mission has stated. And we have sold more. We're about to break our record for selling the most subscriptions in 32 years. So obviously, there's still a passion for it out there, and we're doing all the steps we talked about in strategic planning and trying to reach more people and keeping it more affordable and offering, you know, senior discounts. And we're doing this great thing called ATF for All, which is if people want to donate to it, they can donate towards it, and that money goes to anybody who can't or wouldn't normally be able to afford a ticket. And so they can go right to the website and order a ticket like everyone else, but they don't have to pay for it. It's already been paid for. And so we're trying to open the doors for more people to see our shows than ever before and keep that accessible
to
everyone.
Idea.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
And of course, performances at the Charles R. Wood Theater on Glen Street in Glens Falls, which is that old Woolworth space mm-hmm. we spoke of, which is a beautiful, beautiful venue.
Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about the season. I mean, the one thing, as you say, you know, you're going much bigger this year. When you were first doing this job, those many years ago, it was what, 2 weeks? Two weeks for the festival? And,
yeah.
and now you start in June and you're going into August.
Yep.
So that's, yeah, that's a commitment.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you this. So Job is playing June 17th through the 28th, and mm-hmm. then Trapped is playing June 30th through July 3rd. I'll ask about those shows in a second.
Yep.
But you're directing both. How do you do that? You're doing them basically at the same time.
Well, kind of. Trapped is something I've been developing and working on with Trevor Strader, who is the writer and performer of that, over the last, I guess, year and a half, 2 years. I can't keep track of time anymore. And we've been working on it in New York and have done some presentations there. So it's kind of a lot of the work is already done. So once I get Job opened, we have like a week to just sort of transfer it to the space up here. But it's already rehearsed and it's
right.
been written and rewritten and all of that. So that's how I'm able to do that.
Okay.
That normally wouldn't happen, but in that particular case, it works.
But as for Job, which will be the first show of the season,
yep.
And I assume you're already underway on that.
We start rehearsals June 2nd.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which is not a lot of time, but
no.
you'll be ready for by the 17th.
Yeah, yeah,
yep. Tell us a little bit about this. Is a thriller, a psychological thriller?
It's a psychological thriller that's actually quite funny too, which is sort of hard to make sense of, but it is. It was done in 2017. Well, it was just done on Broadway 24 to 25, and in the couple years previous to that, it had been off Broadway and had become a huge kind of sleeper hit. And it's a two-hander play about a woman in her 20s who works for a big tech company where she does what's called content moderation, and she just has to, you know, see all the terrible things in the world on the internet, and and she kind of freaks out at work, and she has to have this mandatory session with a therapist, and he's a kind of ex-hippie in his 60s to 70s. So it's a generational thing. It's a it's about what is technology to us today. It's and it, the twists and turns in it. I can't say a lot more about the plot because it would spoil everything, but the twists and turns in it are just really surprising. And when I saw it in New York, the audience was just verbally gasping. So I think it's going to be a good experience. Yeah.
Allow me to compliment you. I love your directorial style.
Oh, thank you.
How do you describe it? Because it seems very, to me, it seems rather unique.
Yeah, I mean, I really my first point of style, if I even call it that, is that, is what I say, the play's the thing,
right.
And I make sure that I'm really, you know, at the kernel of what this play is about, and that I'm always serving that story, that writing, so not trying to put too much of, you know, other things on top of it that,
right.
that pull away from that. But I also want to make sure we're doing theater and not TV and not movies, not something that you could see anywhere, you know, on a screen, like the visceral feeling and what that is in space and in the space of theater and in the space on stage, that it feels theatrical.
I've always been amazed by your creativity of coming up with a way of doing something that is unique and exciting, but also a great honesty in the work itself.
Yeah, I think that is sticking true to the writers.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So we mentioned Job, we mentioned Trapped, and then a world premiere, Mother, Daughter, Father, Son. That's July 8th through the 19th. And this is a play. It is funny. It is not funny. It is all of that stuff.
Yeah.
It can be dramatic. And I love the art for this because it's just like two folding chairs behind a wooden or in front of a wooden fence.
Yeah.
Give us a sense of this show, because this seems to be a very intimate work.
Yeah, it's well, first of all, it's a terrific writer named Douglas Lyons, and this is a world premiere. And Douglas has had a show on Broadway. He just had an off-Broadway show that moved to London and is probably on its way back to Broadway. He's just so prolific. And this piece is about a mother-daughter who lives in one house across the lawn from a father-son. And this is an older parent and an adult child, and how they are dealing with the aging process of their themselves or of their parent. And the play really becomes like an intimate portrait of what the family is, and it's about, you know, what it is to be holding on to someone while also learning when is it time to let go. You've got the independence of the parents wanting to do what they've always done, and who can blame them, as well as the children who are in fear for their safety and everything else. And so, I mean, for me, it just, as I just explained to you, I'm here taking care of my mom and you know, who's 90, and it just this hit me personally, like right in the gut. And a lot of people I talk to are in this situation.
Yeah.
We're all living longer. We're all going to face this. And it's just a really funny way of how the, you know, because then the daughter and son, you know, kind of hang up and pair off in their ways, and the mother father become friends, and you know, so it's
stir, it's, mix and enjoy.
Yes,
right,
right,
yeah,
right.
A lot going on.
Yeah.
Chicken and Biscuits was
yes.
the play. On,
yeah.
On Broadway, and it is then he's working on Happy Feet with
yes.
Michael Arden, who is the director of Lost Boys on,
yes.
on Broadway, which is the big hit.
That's right. Yes, yeah, he's working on Happy Feet, the a musical of Happy Feet, the movie. Yeah,
yeah, that's very exciting.
Yeah, and he did a musical called Bo that we did at ATF in 2019, and that just had a off Broadway run this past year
with Matt Roden.
Yes,
yeah, that was amazing.
Yes, and it got 10 Drama Desk nominations. Yeah. You know, so it's just he's a little bit on fire right now, and we're really lucky to have him.
Oh, that's terrific. And then you will wrap everything up, as it were, going into August. Well, with two things, actually. I don't want to not talk about the other
the children's piece.
Yeah. But Come From Away.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people have become very familiar with this. It's been a very popular piece and has been out there, but my goodness, what a lovely work.
Yeah, it's amazing. And it's been out there in terms of a professional tour or on Broadway. It's just this year the rights have been released to license to other professional theaters. So we're really the first ones to do it outside of, you know, like when it was at Proctor's in the area,
right.
You know. So so it's fantastic. It's also the 25th anniversary this year of 9/11. And if you aren't familiar with the piece, it's about people that were flying on 9/11 who had to make kind of an emergency landing. And there were 38 planes that land in this little town in Newfoundland of Gander, and there were more people on the planes than in the town. And so but the town just came out and with open arms, and the play really just dives into that and how we all you know, help one another and are there for each other no matter where we've come from. And I mean, it's just a beautiful, beautiful piece for that.
It's a beautiful piece, beautiful music.
Yeah, the music is
really
great. It's great. I always say it's foot stomping music because
yeah,
it is that
good.
Kind of Canadian, you know.
Good, good stuff.
Yeah.
We have less than a minute, but
yep.
The Rainbow Fish.
Yeah, the Rainbow Fish.
This is going to be a free outdoor experience for the family.
Yeah, right in front of Crandall Library. We did this in 2021, and it's, you know, it's a famous little book, and it's been turned into a little play, and so we're doing that there, and it's free for whoever comes by, and put a blanket out on the grass and, you know, watch that.
I'm so excited you're back. I hope I hope all goes well with your mom, of course.
Oh, yes. Yeah, she's doing okay.
That's good. We'll get to see a lot of these, I hope.
Yep.
And it's just wonderful to have you back. It's wonderful to know that this work is being done in our community, and you're at the helm, and I thank you so much for being here.
Oh, thank you, Joe. Everything you said is so wonderful. Thank you.
Have a beautiful season.
Yes.
ATFestival.org is how you can find out all the cool things going on. ATFestival.org, and you can go there. We'll be back. You're listening to The Roundtable.